Episode 1239, Are You Mothering Your Spouse?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend. Are you settling in? Are you getting excited? Summer is officially here. Hopefully, all of your kiddos are out of school. You can take a big, deep breath. Winter is behind you. The heat is on. Are you mothering your spouse? It's Relationship Builders Day. Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you might think you're loving on your spouse by taking care of everything, but are you mothering your spouse? Is what you're doing, how you are speaking, and the actions you're taking really supporting your spouse and serving him? Well, today, we're going to dive deep. But first, a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We all face the need for hope. We feel hopeless in our days, but especially when we are faced with a diagnosis of cancer. Health, Hope, and Inspiration encourages and equips its listeners to care for and support cancer patients and their families. It's designed each program and every resource to enhance health, convey hope, and inspire confidence. You can listen in weekly by subscribing at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, it's easy to get trapped in taking care of the husband like you take care of the children. Now, I know you don't mean to do it on purpose, but this is something that is kept quiet and can become a deadly weapon in destroying a marriage. Reflect back on a situation where you are telling your spouse what to do and how to do it. Were the words you used similar to how you speak to your child? Was your tone of voice more about you having a greater knowledge than him? Think about it. I know with my husband, I'll ask him to take out the trash, and it won't stop there. I'll go on and say, oh, and when you're done, you know, make sure you take the black bag, because we were using white bags, now we're using the black bags. Make sure you take the black bag, put it in there, and make sure you get the seal just right, and pull up the trash can. So, I mean, I would get specific. Come and doing the dishes. I'm like, hon, you don't need to do this, 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 and this. Those need to be hand washed, the others that. Don't ask him to do something if you're going to do it for him by telling him each and every step. Because ultimately, his response is going to be, I can't do anything right, so why do anything at all? Sometimes that's why they're sitting in the corner. They don't want to be mothered. The silent action of mothering can pull apart a marriage just as fast as finances impact a marriage. Are you mothering your spouse? Mothering your spouse shows a lack of respect, a lack of acceptance, a lack of appreciation for him as your husband, a strong and capable individual. Think about it. You wouldn't have married someone that you thought, well, I need to tell him what to do and how to do it every time. I will raise him up to be the man God wanted me to have. Did you really think about it that way? Because if those were your thoughts, honestly, I'm going to be frank with you. We need to talk because there are bigger issues. However, I don't believe we go into our marriage with the intent to mother. Listen to that again. I don't believe we go into marriage with the intent to mother. But it is something that can take over when it comes to communicating with our spouse. Our nurture role is so ingrained in us as a female that it can manifest itself in our daily language and actions. Being a mom is awesome to a child. That is where our nurture needs to be. We need to mother our children. They need us to be there for them. They need us to show them the steps. They need us to use our experiences to build them up. But when we introduce our mothering to our spouse, that's a different story. He didn't marry his mother. Think about it. Would you want to marry your mother-in-law? Okay, maybe that's for a whole nother episode. But I want you to really think about this and be honest with yourself. Are you mothering your spouse? If you were honest, which I know you're willing to be here with me, the answer would be yes. I mother my spouse. Now, I can't say that he ever admitted or called me out on mothering him, but after we went through our tornado, he let me know that I was mothering him. He felt disrespected as a man and belittled as a father. He could do nothing right. That was hard to grasp. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around, let alone wrap my heart around. I tore this man down piece by piece. I didn't realize how my mothering the children, and oh, I was good at it, by the way, because yes, I had plenty of practice, 5 babies. I didn't really realize how it was affecting him and his heart. I was ripping it apart piece by piece. It hurts to this day, knowing that I did that to him. It was my actions. I can't blame anybody else but myself. And do I slip back sometimes into my full-on mothering mode? Yes. Come on, I'm being honest with you. And I'm sure you do too. I'm human and so are you. I do try and correct myself and ask for forgiveness when necessary. Sometimes it's just a little slip and I go, whoop, I can back out of it, you know, back the car up and put it in reverse and then change it, put it back into drive and get to where I really need to be going and I can change my thought. And sometimes I get so tripped up that the whole conversation is just a mess and I have to go to him and tell him that I was out of line. It's not fair to your spouse. You're not doing anything to better your spouse by mothering. So I ask you again, are you mothering your spouse? Because if you are, you're hurting the one you said, I do till death do us part. Now, even though this is a tough topic, I want you to know there's hope. You don't have to sit here and think that, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world. No, it's not. It's not the end of your marriage either. You can make a change. You don't have to mother him. At the same time, you can't expect this to change overnight. So I want you to be realistic with your expectations. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Today, though, I want you to think about where mothering shows up in your relationship. I'm not talking about the children. They need your mothering. That's important. But in your marriage, no. There needs to be a different form of communication. So where does mothering show up in your relationship? Maybe it's in your daily routines, general household duties, so to speak, like taking out the trash we talked about, doing the dishes, vacuuming, dusting, making a bed. I was just making the bed last night with him, did all the sheets and everything. And he was helping me make the bed. And I was like, pull it here, pull it there. And I'm like, what am I doing? I just recorded an episode on are you mothering your spouse? And what was his response? I can't do anything right. And I thought, foot in my mouth. And I wasn't trying to mother, but how I was going about it, he took it as mothering. Detrimental to a relationship. Maybe mothering shows up on how he is to father, taking care of the children, what to say, how to say it, etc. Right? It's fatherhood. But you don't know how to do fatherhood, only he knows. He's learning. Nope, there's not a dummy book for fatherhood either. There's not a dummy book for motherhood. We all have to figure it out as we go, step by step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you can't be there at every step. Maybe your mothering shows up in his job or career. Hun, don't you think you should go apply for that promotion? It'd be really good for our finances. Well, if he's not bringing it up, why are you bringing it up? Maybe there's something else going on with your finances. Maybe mothering is showing up in organization. Maybe how he puts away his clothes or how he doesn't. I know it can be frustrating. I'm very blessed. I'm a very organized man, which is awesome. But sometimes his organization doesn't match with my organization, and that begins to drive me crazy. And so I can find myself actually going, okay, I think this is the way you should do it because this is the way I understand it. Maybe your mothering shows up in financial planning. There's so many things that mothering shows up in. And it's usually in the little things of life, but it's those little things that eat at us. It's those little things that fester and grow big. Yeah, think about your little pimple. I know, probably not a really good analogy, but we're going to go there anyway. So here we go. It starts really small, right? You can't really even see it. And then over time, it grows a little bit bigger. And sometimes it begins to hurt a little bit, just a touch, or becomes red. And then you kind of begin to mess with it because you know something's coming. You really don't want to have to deal with it. So you try to put some stuff on it. You know, try to calm it down. Everything's going to be all right. And all of a sudden, what? It comes to a head. And you can't wait any longer. And you pop it and it goes everywhere. I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast right now. But that goes along the same lines as mothering. We get in there and we just kind of start just little. And every time we do that, it's cutting a piece of the heart away, sometimes tearing it. And it begins to fester and grow to the point where if you touch it just a little bit, it's a little tender. But there's still, you know, there's some still reserve there. It's okay. I'm going to get through this. It's not a big deal. And all of a sudden it comes to a head and everything blows up. I want a divorce. I need to separate. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you. You don't love me for who I am. Maybe you've had those heated discussions. Marriage is tough. Building a strong foundation takes work. But mothering isn't one way to get there. You got to remember, the thing is, he is not going to learn it for himself if you keep telling him how to do it. You show him respect by letting him fall. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let him fall. Now, you're probably like, that doesn't sound very loving. Maybe it doesn't. But growth happens when we fall. Your mothering is holding back your spouse. If he needed a mom, he would have never gotten married because he has a mom. He has someone who fills that role. So stop holding your husband back. Release your spouse to God and let him fall. So let's break it down. What does it look like to fall? Number one, focus on what you can control. It's not about trying to control them. And that's what happens when we mother. We think we're in control. Yeah, we're not. But we think that, so we keep doing it. That's mothering. So focus on what you can control. Notice that you're putting everything back on you, what you can't control. Number two, alleviate confusion. Be specific in what you need done without the step-by-step process. If you want him to take out the trash, simply ask, "Hey, hon, would you do me a favor and take out the trash for me today?" You don't need to remind him every 10 minutes. He'll take out the trash. If he doesn't go to bed till midnight and it happens right before he goes to bed, he took out the trash for you. Now, it's different if you're like, you want the trash taken out now because you have company coming over. So then you can nicely say, "Honey, would you mind taking out the trash before John and Sue come over?" See the difference? But it's not about the step-by-step process here. To alleviate the confusion, if you ask him to do something, let him do it. Now, if he wants to be reminded, then he'll say, "I want you to, you know, put that on the calendar, remind me about that. So, you know, it doesn't slip my mind." Different story, right? You're making him responsible. And guess what? What if he forgets? He's going to fall and he's going to learn from it. So focus on what you can control. Alleviate confusion. Number three, lift him up. Encourage your spouse. Leave out what they did wrong. They'll figure that part out on their own, but lift them up. Too many times we are tearing down our spouses, and we don't mean to. This is not pointing fingers. I do it. I probably do it more often than I really want to. And sometimes I do it without even thinking about it. It just comes out. But you have to really think about what you're saying. Be present. Lift him up. It's not about what they do wrong. It's what they do right. Encourage. And finally, love him where he's at. You have an imperfect spouse. Love him where he's at. None of us are perfect. And I know for me, that control, that perfectionism within me, having things done right the first time the way I would do them, that's a hard thing to let go. And I still wrestle with it. But I take it day by day, moment by moment. And I don't sit here and, you know, beat myself over the head with it. I just know that, oh, this really happened. Was it, you know, detrimental enough that I really need to say something? Or do I just need to make note, move on, and make sure I do it a different way the next time? Your spouse will know whether or not you're working on yourself. You don't have to sit there and say, oh, by the way, I just want you to know that I've been listening to this podcast and I'm working on us. Now, if that comes up in conversation, great. But most of the time, it doesn't. But I promise you, your spouse will see a difference in what you're doing. Let him fall. Focus on what you can control. Alleviate confusion. Lift him up and love him where he's at. I promise, watching your spouse grow into the man God created for you is an incredible experience. I want that for you. It's extreme joy for your heart. There's nothing like it. But if you don't step away and let him fall, and you continuing this mothering battle, you're not going to get anywhere. Except you might be alone. Think about it. Tough subject, I know. But one we need to talk about. It's something that's very, very serious. It's real life here. And I don't want you to be alone. Maybe you're struggling with this in your marriage right now. And you really hadn't thought of it this way. And you're like, I don't even know where to begin. Maybe my language is really messed up. Mine was at times. Especially my tone of voice. Now he just looks at me and he's like, he turns me down. He's like, has the little knob there. He's like, turn it down, honey. I know you're passionate, but turn it down. I'm right next to you. It's so hard for me. But I work on it. He knows. I'm like, okay. And sometimes I feel like I'm just like straining because I just got so much to say, so much to do. I'm so excited. The passion. But the way that's being interpreted on the other end is different. If you're struggling with this, if you need help in your marriage and you're like, I don't even know where to begin, or I've tried some things and I'm not sure, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching before. I don't want you to be scared or afraid. I want you to be bold. Maybe you've been feeling that nudge of, I need to do something, but I'm not sure what I need to do. This is your opportunity. It's free. No, there's no gimmicks. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I'm here to serve you. This is one thing that God has said, Christiane, this is how you need to give back. And so I'm here for you. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Mothering is great for a child, but it's detrimental for your marriage. You want to build a strong relationship. You need to let him fall. Focus on what you can control. Alleviate that confusion. Lift him up and love him where he's at. I promise you, that one step that you take every single day is going to bring extreme joy in your heart and in your marriage. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.